Well, Joe, where do you start with a day like that? 24 wickets, and it could have gone either way.
Yeah, it's hard to describe, isn't it? Obviously, just coming off the field, you haven't had much time to reflect, but you know, all the way through the game, it's done quite a bit for the bowlers, so wickets falling probably were inevitable. You know, we felt, setting them 180, that we, you know, we had a better than even chance, and you know, thankfully that's come to fruition.
So much to go through there, from a good start to the day, taking those four wickets in the first hour, then disappointed with the batting in the end?
I think it's hard to be disappointed with the batting, to be honest. I think they bowled well all through the game, apart from maybe the first hour, and I think they're probably sitting there reflecting on that first hour, because they let us get away a little bit, and for the rest of the game I think the bowling's been of a high quality on what has been a helpful pitch. But no, I think it's harsh to throw too much blame at the batter's feet. We tried to mix it up and change momentum and, you know, and throw them onto the back foot with a new ball, and it worked to a degree. So as I said earlier, you know, we felt like 180 was, you know, better than even chance, and it's turned out to be the case.
Obviously, new captain, and refreshing to see a change where you put Hastings in at three and you came in at four.
I'm getting a lot of stick for it, to be honest. And it's something we spoke about on day one, to be honest, because, you know, the overhead conditions, and we looked at the pitch and we thought, you know, if there's a way we can change momentum and make it easier for our batting group, then we would do that. Mitch and Moen played fantastically on the first morning to give us a foundation in that first inning, so we didn't feel it was necessary to do that. But in the second innings, I just felt like I didn't want to give them any momentum, and with them getting those two early breakthroughs, you know, I didn't want it to be a case where our batters were exposed to a ball that was impossible to play. So me and Johnny went out there to change momentum, and as I said earlier, we did that to a degree.
And then you kind of scratched away, and it's that last wicket partnership that proved to be a match-winning partnership in the end.
Yeah, fantastic. For you know, for Barney there and Josh Tung, two young lads, to stand up under pressure there and realise the importance of eking out those extra 30, 40 runs, that was brilliant, and it's ultimately won us the game today.
Do you think it was getting away with you in that last innings at one stage? Where they seemed batting became more comfortable, it looked more comfortable.
It did, but we always felt like there were balls in it and that we were bowling well. It's easier out there. Things seem to happen, you know, a little bit slower. So, you know, we felt like 180 was a lot of runs. And even when they were 60, 70 for three, we still felt that you could go bang, bang, and then all of a sudden they would be right in trouble. And that proved to be the case.
10 wickets in the game for you, not bad.
No, first one, very proud, and obviously proud to do it as captain as well.
And how do you finding the captaincy now? Because I was one of those thinking, all the work you did last year and you've done in previous years, a lot of workload for you, is it going to affect you? But from the first two games, it would appear not at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I love the challenge. I love, you know, I'm really positive and confident in what this team can achieve over the coming season. So, you know, it's a joy to do. And I said all along that I didn't want it to detract from my personal performance, but ultimately it's the team performance that matters. And as long as I'm contributing to wins, whether it be with bat, ball, or as captain, then that's the main thing.
And just finally, a word for Josh Tung, four wickets in that second innings, plus that last wicket partnership. He really contributed.
Yeah, he did. You know, it's hard to put into words the contribution he's put into these last two games for us. He's a fantastic talent at 19 years of age, and, you know, his future looks very bright.